Spring break is a common feature of college life for many American students, and some consider it one of the highlights of the college experience. While spring break traditions sometimes vary from school to school and region to region, the experience itself has become a symbol of modern American college life and is the subject of this new episode of the MyWin podcast. Spring break started back in the mid-1930s when a swimming coach from Colgate University in upstate New York decided to take his team down to Florida for some early training at a brand new Olympic-sized pool in sunny Fort Lauderdale. The idea clicked with other college swim coaches, and soon the spring training migration became an annual tradition for swimmers nationwide. Soon after, swimmers from all over the country started attending competitions all over Florida. By the 1950s, college students everywhere started heading south to spend the break close to the beach. By around 1960, the town became the primary destination for students interested in partying during spring break for years to come. Now, the three most common spring break destinations today are Panama City, Florida, South Padre Island, Texas, and Cancun, Mexico. However, there are positive aspects of spring break. Indeed, college students can experience burnout, so a break is important to give students the time to chill a bit. For graduate students, spring break may be the last time they have an official vacation, depending on what they are going to do, as traveling and finding time to relax may be more difficult in the future. Think of Americans growing up in what we commonly refer to as the hustle culture, which means they have to work constantly. So spring break is the time of year for young people to hold on to their youth because that freedom won't last forever. Today, there are a multitude of options as to how you choose to spend your spring break, but there are still cultural notions associated with it, such as drinking and partying. That's a wrap for today. Stay tuned for another episode of the MyWin podcast, the only podcast to explain what's being said and what's happening only in America.